This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Cyclone Dithwa has now moved further towards north of Tamil Nadu and is now located at 80 kilometers east of Vedaranyam, 100 kilometers southeast of Karaikal, 180 kilometers near Puducherry and 280 kilometers south of Chennai. It is likely to move towards north Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and adjoining Andhra Pradesh coasts by today morning. According to the update from the Regional Met Department, for the next 3 hours, a red alert has been given to Kudalur, Nagapattinam, Mayiladuthurai, Viluppuram, Chengalpattu districts and Puducherry and Karaikal areas. Moderate rain has been predicted in 12 coastal districts, including Chennai and Kanchipuram, and widespread light to moderate rains in other districts of the state. The Union Home Secretary reviewed the preparedness with the Chief Secretaries of Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Telangana and Andhra Pradesh and directed them to maintain high alertness and coordination. The Coast Guard has deployed 3 ships and 1 aircraft off the Tamil Nadu coast and advised small vessels to return to the harbour. The Regional Operations Centre of the Coast Guard are broadcasting weather warnings in local languages. 14 disaster response teams have been kept on standby to act in case of emergency. 10 additional NDRF teams have been airlifted to Chennai from Pune and Vadodara. According to the instruction by the Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, Chennai Division of the Southern Railway has initiated extensive preparations to ensure the safety of passengers and railway infrastructure in view of cyclonic storm Dithwa. India Meteorological Department has issued cyclonic storm warning for North Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and South Andhra Pradesh coasts in the wake of Cyclone Dithwa. IMD has informed that cyclonic storm over the southwest Bay of Bengal is moving north-northwest and is expected near North Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and South Andhra Pradesh coast by early morning today. The Met Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Andhra Pradesh, Puducherry, Karaikal and Tamil Nadu for today. According to the IMD, cold wave conditions are likely to prevail over Punjab and Odisha today, while dense fog can be observed in Himachal Pradesh till Tuesday. The voting for the by-election to 12 wards of Municipal Corporation of Delhi will be held today. The time of voting will be from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. These wards include Mundka, Shalimar Bagh B, Ashok Vihar, Chandni Chowk, Chandni Mahal, Dwarka B, Dhichau Kalan, Narayana, Sangam Vihar A, Dakshin Puri, Greater Kailash and Vinod Nagar. A total of 51 candidates are in fray, out of which 26 are female and 25 are male. The counting of votes will take place on 3rd of December. The Director General of Civil Aviation has said that software upgrade has been completed in 270 out of 338 affected aircrafts in the country. These include aircrafts of IndiGo, Air India and Air India Express. The upgradation in remaining aircraft will be completed soon. The software upgradation is being done after the DGC ordered an immediate halt to flights operated by the Airbus A320 family until airlines complete mandatory safety modifications. The sweeping move covers the Airbus A318, A319, A320 and A321 fleet and required operators to ground aircraft until prescribed checks and fixes are completed. The Taliban government yesterday said that its forces are fully prepared to respond to any violation of Afghanistan's territory, issuing a stern warning to Pakistan as cross-border tensions escalate. Local media reported that the announcement came during a ceremony showcasing hundreds of newly graduated commando units. Senior Taliban officials, including Deputy Prime Minister Abdul Ghani Baradar, attended the event. Baradar emphasized that Afghanistan would not tolerate any breach of its sovereignty and ready to take decisive action against aggression. Earlier this week, the Taliban regime had strongly condemned the Pakistani airstrikes in the Afghan provinces of Paktika, Khost and Kunar, describing them as an infringement of the country's sovereignty and a violation of all internationally recognized norms. Indian shuttler Kidambi Srikanth and duo of Gayatri Gopi Chand Pulela and Trisha Jolly stormed into the finals of the Syed Modi International Badminton Tournament in Lucknow yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.